それでは審査委員長田崎清忠先生にご挨拶を頂戴します。田崎先生は横浜国立大学名誉教授および元東京純真女子大学学長でいらっしゃいます。
If you ask me about my age, I'm 86 years old. And if you don't ask me, I'm still 86 years old. The creeping old age invariably leads to a memory loss. But I can still remember how old I am, and I think this is something to be congratulated on. A group of old couples once got together and talked about their good old times. Bob, one of the old men, said, I remember the fantastic restaurant I used to go with my wife. Then one of the other men, John, said, well, what's the name of the restaurant? I want to take my wife there too. Well, Bob said, now, what's the good-smelling flower called? Then John, thinking for a few minutes, said, rose? Yes, that's it, Bob said, and he turned to his wife and said, Rose, what's the name of the restaurant? In order not to demonstrate the deplorable condition of my memory loss, I'm now going to read the message I've prepared beforehand. Your Excellencies, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, contest participants, parents and teachers. First of all, I would like to extend my appreciation to Mr. Akira Fujino, President of Japan National Student Association Fund, and also to the steering committee of this contest for giving me an opportunity to express a few words of my gratitude and farewell. Over more than 40 years of my participation in this contest as chief judge, there are so many things that stand out in my memory. There are, of course, so many people I'm thankful to as I pursued my responsibility. Yet, because of the time constraint, I would like to cite only three people. First, my gratitude goes, of course, to Mr. Hiromasa Suzuki, founder of His Imperial Highness Prince Takamatsu Trophy All Japan Intermediate School English Oratory Contest, for asking me to be a judge. I can never forget his strong eagerness, not just to carry out the contest with precision and perfection, but to train the JNSA students to be ideal adults through their various activities as members. By working with Mr. Suzuki, I learned so very much from him, and I'm truly grateful that I had a chance to be instrumental in his lifelong conviction and venture. I am thankful to the late Prince Takamatsu. While the Prince was our honorary patron, we were invited every year to his imperial mansion at Sengakuji, and we did have such an enjoyable and significant time with the Prince. The late Prince Takamado is someone I can never forget. Before he got married and became Prince Takamado, he was Prince Mikasa and worked as a liaison officer at Japan Foundation. At one time, Japan Foundation arranged a lecture meeting for me at Saga Prefecture, and it happened that Prince Mikasa was to accompany me as an escort. The prince carried my briefcase. all through the two-day trip, I am probably one of the very few people who had their briefcases carried by the prince. Finally, the responsibility of chief judge is now to be handed over to Professor Hiroshi Matsuka. Believe me, he's a man of seriousness, unlike me. He speaks flawless English, unlike me. He doesn't crack corny and poor jokes, unlike me. Most of all, I would like to emphasize that he will surely be dedicated to this important task as chief judge. The dream and hopes that the late Mr. Hiromasa Suzuki entrusted with this contest, I believe, will continue to prevail in the world of English education for years to come. It is my prayer that this historical contest will continue to be held, bringing glory to thousands more students who will follow these excellent junior high school speakers now sitting in the Peacock Room. Thank you very much for your attention. Please don't bother with a sitting ovation. Thank you.
Thank you, Professor Tazaki. Tazaki-sensei, arigatou gozaimashita.